very excited to be back playing some amazing world music. We've got a very special episode here today. And first of all, I would like to acknowledge that we're broadcasting today, as always, on the stolen ancestral lands of the Musqueam people. I just want to speak a bit to that since Monday was Truth and Reconciliation Day. I want to give a big shout out to everyone in the community doing great work with the Hwitsitsum Gadarim, doing ceremonial fires. And I encourage everyone to get involved, at least learn a bit about this place that we have the chance to live on and build that community. Engagement can be in all sorts of forms. It could be just learning, reading a book by an Indigenous author. So that's just what I wanted to say. Today, I'm super lucky to have two very special guests. We're going to be celebrating Turkish music, so I want to welcome you both. We have Oz and Demet from the Turkish Canadian Arts Society. Welcome, guys. How are you guys feeling today?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, doing great. I'm so excited. So actually, Oz reached out to me. You reached out to me to promote this event that's happening Sunday, yes. Which is which you guys are both helping to organize it. Yes. Oz, just want to give some background. Oz is a musician, guitar player, singer, songwriter, who's, you know, actually taught me some jazz guitar basics, and just great dude. And he just asked me to do some to celebrate some Turkish music in anticipation of this great event. And he brought along Demet, who is also helping to organize it. So yes. How long has this been in motion? What came about with the idea? How has planning all this been, finding the musicians? Can you guys tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so Turkish Tunes has been happening so this is going to be the seventh one. So it's been happening for quite some years. Cool. And then the idea is to bring just music, Turkish music especially, and then promote that in Canada to just, you know, not only to Turkish people, it's like a Turkish music event, but also the idea is to just, you know, introduce that music and the culture to the Canadian society and get them involved. And also, I think it's really cool in the sense that you try to bring adjacent, you know, when you say Turkish music, it's really a regional thing. So like in Turkey, we have like, it's really a melting pot. There's also different cultures in there, right? Totally. There is, you know, Greek people, there's Armenian people, there's Kurdish people. It's like a really melting pot. But you also have, you know, people from, I don't know, you say like Greece, Albania, like a Balkans, you know, if you go like Far East, Iran. Like there's like a lot of influence between all these cultures, right?
Yeah.
So some of the ideas also like not only just like talk about Turkish music or play Turkish music, also bring people from different cultures, you know, who are related, and then, you know, bring it all together and then kind of perform that music.
Right.
Like, bring people together and just like get the community engaged.
That's what,
engage,
that's
right?
So, like, what music is all about.
That's,
yeah.
That's the idea with the Turkish yeah. tunes, yeah.
And because one of the first groups I heard out of Vancouver live shows that was like really stunning was Super Crystal, who's going to be playing. I don't know if I mentioned it, yeah. But this is October 7th at the Biltmore.
October 6th.
Oh, October 6th. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, October 6th, Sunday. Yeah. Sunday. Don't miss it. And Super Crystal is one of my favorites. They're so much fun. They do cool like rhythms, really interesting, experimental kind of fusion that Oz has also put me onto, like a lot of cool stuff, 80s, 90s, that we're going to be playing this radio hour so you guys can get a bit of a taste. But Demet, you are also performing at
yes.
the event. Can you
yes.
tell us about your group? And
oh,
and
yeah, I would love to, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm part of the group called Group Dost.
Mm-hmm.
So this group is a fairly new one, which was actually founded in 2023, beginning of that. And first performance was in Richmond City.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big festival called Doors Open. So we participated as the Turkish Canadian Society, and our music part was presented by Group Dost. And it was very well received. People came and asked about, oh, where are you guys playing? We would like to come and see you. So, and the next performance was actually the last year's Turkish Tunes, which was the sixth Turkish Tunes, which took place at SFU. There's a big theater, you know, the one experimental theater. And we took the stage there. That was a really big one. Maybe Oz would like to talk a little bit more about last year's performance, but Group Dos was again very well received. We got lots of applauses, and also people came and again talked to us, and you know, they were really wondering how long we have been doing. We were told as a professional group playing.
Wow, how long have you been performing together?
It's fairly new actually. Okay. 2 years now.
Oh, two years.
But yeah, it's going good. Well.
Yeah,
yeah. Check them out at Turkish Tunes. They'll be playing.
Yes, I'm so excited. What kind of music? Like, how would you describe it? Is it singing based?
That's a good question. This group Dost is actually specifically founded for Turkish folk music. What we do, we present different pieces from all over Turkey. So it's not just one region. And as Ozan very nicely explained already, that's a very multicultural country. We have over 20 ethnic groups living together for centuries. It's, you know, it's known as the cradle of civilization. And when we think it that way, the Turkish music, especially the Turkish folk music, that anonym music, is a big synthesis, basically, of all of this coming together. Yeah. And we try to reflect as much as we can. So we have songs from the Black Sea side, from the Aegean side, Middle Anatolia, like all different. Regions as much as we can cover.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm really excited to kind of listen to some music with you guys. So I propose that we play some stuff, and then we're going to come back and then talk more with these wonderful people.
Would be great.
Açtım aşk defterimi, hatırladım sevdiklerimi. Her birisi bir başka alemdi, aradım o günlerimi. İlk sevgilim hangisi, nasıl yaktım bunca ateşi. İnanmazdım görmesem karşımda, aşk tüten bu yüzleri. Kimi ağlattı beni, kimi güldürdü, kimisi hiç sevmedi, sever göründü, sever göründü. Açtım aşk defterimi, canlandı hatıralar, gülen resimlerin arkasından aynı sevgili bakar. La la li la la li. La la li la la li. La la li la la la. Unuttum geçmişleri, unuttum o günleri, eski sevgilileri. Açtım aşk defterimi, hatırladım sevdiklerimi. Her birisi bir başka alemdi, aradım o günlerimi. İlk sevgilim hangisi, nasıl yaktım bunca ateşi. İnanmazdım görmesem karşımda, aşk tüten bu yüzleri. Kimi ağlattı beni, kimi güldürdü, kimisi hiç sevmedi, sever göründü. Açtım aşk defterimi, canlandı hatıralar, gülen resimlerin arkasından aynı sevgili bakar.
Gitti ömrüm çile.
You are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Nolzi, joined by some amazing Turkish friends organizing Turkish Tunes October 7th at the Biltmore.
October 6th.
Oh, sorry. Sunday. I'm just going to say Sunday. Right. This Sunday. Sorry, my mind is... It's October 6th, and those last two songs were... I'm going to let Oz say them.
Aşklif did it by Aladik Man. Yep. That was Nolan's choice, actually.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Bari Anik Dostlara by Asum Aralman.
So those were a couple selections from 80s kind of fusion stuff. And there's going to be just all sorts of stuff this weekend, because we were just discussing how Melting Pot, the electronic... kind of sounds of the 70s and 80s, and you could hear the infusion of like kind of Hancock kind of synthesizers and so much fusion. So I wanted to speak a little bit about Demet, the music that you're going to be performing, and the folk kind of roots of...
Sure. Yeah, the group I'm a part of is called Group Dost, and we are specifically focusing on folk music from Anatolia. And it's... the group is made of four musicians, and we have seven singers, vocals. So, of course, part of it is Turkish bağlama, which is our traditional saz, also known as saz. We have a guitar player, and we have a friend on percussions.
Okay.
And we have also a ney, which is... kind of fillet in a way.
A flute, okay, yes. A traditional flute.
It's
a
called ney.
And,
yes.
And then just to clarify, the saz is like kind of a, is it kind of lute-like, ancient, traditional?
Yeah, so like the kind of music they perform is like, you might say, traditional Turkish folk music, mostly. Yeah. And then, yeah, so that would be stuff like, so for example, originally this kind of music is performed by just, you know, a person who's singing, and also this like saz, like which Demet was talking about, it's like a Turkish guitar in a way.
Okay.
It has like a drop shaped body, it's like a string instrument.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, you know, the idea is that like this person would have these songs, and then it's like a bard, right?
Yeah.
You go from village to village and then just
sharing,
like perform
songs.
Their songs. People get together, they're excited to see them when they come.
Yeah.
So this is with more instrumentation and then more of like a choir kind of style as well. But I'm really excited
so
about that.
We have solo pieces as well, two of them. Really, really
like
strong.
Like original pieces?
Yes,
as well?
Original pieces. One is from Erzincan, which is really the east part of Turkey. The other one is from Black Sea side, well known, another song. And then we have some very upbeat songs as well. Like people would feel like, okay, dancing now.
There's going to be some dancing? Okay,
yeah,
I'm excited
and we will
that.
Have room there at Biltmore. We will leave some space for dancing.
Cool,
so when
yeah.
they're listening to us, they can also dance.
Yes, I've been to Biltmore one time, and it was actually... It was my friend who's like a disco funk DJ. He was doing a set, and he was like, "Come!" And then the opening act was like a heavy screaming like punk group.
Ooh.
That was like really intense. I think they called the Gorillas or something.
Gorillas.
Yeah, like Gorillas, like barbecuing, and it was actually awesome when
Gorillas
I got
barbecuing.
In.
I like that name. I love that name.
It was kind of unhinged, but yeah, there will definitely be space for dancing. So I'm excited to check that out. And
at the end, when Super Crystal.
Ooh.
Is finishing
so much dancing.
Yeah, that's gonna be unhinged.
I
you'll
love
see Turkish
dancing.
People dance.
Yeah,
it's a different level for sure.
Yeah. I'm so excited. So now we'd like to play for you some of the traditional folk music that has been interpreted in so many different styles and at different time periods that Group Dost will be playing with Demet. And this song is called
Burçak Tarlası.
Okay, beautiful. We'll be right back.
Kaç tarlası var, amanda kızlar ne zor yemiş kurçak yolmazı. Kurçak tarlasında yar yar gelir olmazı. Değdirme pesini yar yar kalkar da giderim. Evini başına yar yar yıkar da giderim. Hey!
Ha ha ha. dost dost diye nice nicesine sarıldım. Dost dost diye nice nicesine sarıldım. Benim sadık yârim kara topraktır. Beyhude dolandım ey yar, boşa yoruldum. Benim sadık yârim kara topraktır, kara topraktır. Nice güzellere bağlandım kaldım, bağlandım kaldım. Nice güzellere yar bağlandım kaldım, bağlandım kaldım. Ne bir vefa gördüm, ne faydalandım. Her türlü isteğime yar topraktan aldım. Benim sadık yârim kara topraktır, kara topraktır. Koyun verdi, kuzuyu verdi, süt verdi, verdi, süt verdi. Koyun verdi, kuzu kuzu verdi, süt verdi, verdi, süt verdi. Yemek verdi, ekmek verdi, et verdi. Kazma ile dövme, dövme ince kıt verdi. Benim sadık yârim kara topraktır, kara topraktır. Adem'den bu demeyi neslim getirdi, neslim getirdi. Adem'den bu demeni yar neslim getirdi, neslim getirdi. Bana türlü türlü meyve getirdi. Her gün beni tepe tepesinde götürdü. Benim sadık yârim kara topraktır, kara topraktır. Karnın yardım kazmayı
Rabbim. You're listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. What you were just listening to was a song called Kara Toprak.
That's perfect.
Yeah, which is a famous bard, Turkish bard, as you guys were telling me. That is, I liked how you described it, like Stevie, Turkish Stevie Wonder from like 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
A blind bard. And you were saying his music was in the 1920s, this kind of like
yeah,
folk
that,
style.
Yeah, that was kind of the area that he lived. And then, yeah, he just goes to different villages with the saws just by himself.
Cool. Which is what we're hearing in this song, which yeah. is kind of similar to the...
So this is like, you know, back tumble. In the day, yeah. singer-songwriter,
yeah.
bard kind
very
of...
Very emotional, very raw.
Exactly. And just, you know, go to village and then people will just like welcome them. And then just like play the songs, like learn their songs, and then just hang out.
Yeah.
And it's a big thing, right? The bard comes to your village, like that's...
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah. They're probably like a hero, right?
And also the lyrics are still valid.
Yeah.
Like even today, when someone listens who knows Turkish,
yeah.
it still speaks to us.
What is this song about? Or like, do you guys know what... Or like the general themes of what these folk songs are kind of talking
it's
about?
It's actually... a thanks an appreciation for the earth.
Oh wow.
He's talking about
wow.
how generous this earth to us as human Ooh. Beings basically.
That's beautiful. That's like yeah. speaking to me so yeah. much more now that I know that.
Yeah.
So and this is the kind of music along with the last song that we heard that was kind of a more funky, jazzy pick that Oz added to the playlist was this Burçak Tarlası.
Yeah.
Tarlası.
Yeah.
By
and that one we are going to sing in our way.
Oh,
during
wow.
the Turkish tunes.
Okay, Turkish tunes.
Yeah, group Dost will be singing this piece.
And that's like a classic folk song that has been reinvented a million times, which is kind of what's great about this convergence of cultures in Turkey. It's like so much different stuff going on. And yeah, and we wanted to actually play this next song, and then we're going to go to a short ad break after that. But this next song is by a contemporary fusion psychedelic rock group, Altıngün, which has been massive. They've really like made a global impact now, and
big fan.
Yeah, we're both big fans. Yeah. You got to see them at
I did multiple times.
How was that?
It was awesome. Like first time I actually went to Seattle just to see them.
Wow. Okay.
And it's really fun. Like I would say live shows is like a different level compared to the recordings, and just people dance. It's just so much fun.
You need the dancing
for sure. Yeah, we Turkish people need the dancing.
Yeah, totally. You're Mediterranean. I mean, you can't hide it.
Everyone needs it. I don't get like why people are inhibited. Yeah. You know, I'm here for it, yeah. Come dance Turkish tunes October 6th if you're just joining us. And we're going to check out this cover of this traditional song by Altıngün.
Boşa yoruldum benim sadık yârim kara. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Viva Peru, el invento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Welcome back to Mixotroph, here in promotion of Turkish tunes, celebrating Turkish variety music. We're going to keep it going with some cool music today. We first wanted to talk a bit more about another one of these performers at Turkish Tunes on this Sunday at the Biltmore, which is Yannis.
Yeah, Yanni.
Yanni. who is a Greek, Turkish.
Yeah, he's Greek. He's a Greek musician.
Okay.
And then, yeah, what Yanni's going to do is that I think it's really cool. You know, we talked about, you know, Turkey being a melting pot, you know, bringing people from different cultures, right?
Yeah.
And totally. I think that's going to be a great example of that. So what he's going to do is that he's putting together a big band of 9 people.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of fun, you know, upbeat sort of music, but also some mellow stuff as well. But then, yeah.
There are both Greek and Turkish players, musicians.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So the band,
neighbors, and there's and you were saying that it's kind of part of the history that Greek music. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah.
Again?
Some of the pieces they're going to perform are by Livaneli, Zülfü Livaneli, a well-known musician in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in history of countries, we have all sort of different things. And in 1980, Turkey went through a coup.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the, I would say, actually more open-minded people, some of them had to flee the country. So Zülfü Livaneli was one of them. And he had to live in Europe for a while. And when he was there, and when his songs and everything was banned in Turkey, he was actually playing and singing together with all these European musicians, including the Greek ones, like Theodorakis, because Theodorakis and also Maria Faranturi were two of them, and they performed, they sang, they started a society for Greek and Turkish friendship later in life.
Oh,
like,
cool.
They had concerts for years. I think the last one was like 2023. When like really, really, they really continued that friendship and we are sharing a lot with food and dances and music. I mean, Greek and Turkish people are really close that way.
I was just listening recently some Turkish folk music, and the rhythms as well, like a lot of Romani music has influenced the 9/8 type Balkan music. You were hearing kind
Persian
of
a little bit, maybe. We have all of
it.
It's the synthesis of all of
it's a beautiful thing. So we're gonna check out another song that is one of Oz and mine's favorite kind of fusion artists that I've been listening to so much, kind of like a Turkish Frank Zappa character.
Yeah, actually.
with amazing facial hair. And this song is called
Donanje.
By Barış.
Barış Manço.
Barış.
That's how he talks.
Bir gecenin koynunda yapayalnız bekliyorum. Duyuyorum. Görüyorum. Bir gün gelecek önce biliyorum. Thank you.
Simsiyah gecenin koynundayım, yapayalnız. Uzaklarda bir yerlerde güneşler doğuyor. Kupkuru bir ağacın dalıyım, yapayalnız. Uzaklarda bir yerlerde bir şeyler kök salıyor.
Görüyorum.
Çatlamış dudağımda ne bir ses, ne bir nefes. Uzaklarda bir yerlerde türküler söyleniyor.
Oh,
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Mixotroph. We're getting to the end here, unfortunately, of our episode, but we just wanted to talk a little bit more about Turkish Tunes, the event happening this Sunday with Oz and Demet. So can you tell us a little bit about the history of the event and what's...
Sure. Yeah, it actually started when there was a call from the board of the Turkish Canadian Society in 2009. So they asked all the members to come with ideas so that they can plan the year what to do. I went there with the proposal for Turkish Tunes because I was part of the Vancouver Turkish Choir, which we started in 2003. And I wanted us to reach out a broader Canadian audience. So I came up with the idea of Turkish Tunes. If we do a community music event, mm-hmm. then we can introduce our music and we can actually learn from each other, and it will be a good platform. That's what we did in 2009. We did the first one at Scottish Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. It was packed. It was over 300 people. it was so well received. And the first Turkish band of Vancouver came out of that event, actually, because three different single musicians met each other and they came together for the trio.
Oh, okay.
Group trio started. And later on, every year when we did Turkish Tunes, we had always some Canadian musicians with us. Usually a classical piano player, for example, mm-hmm. for the opening. We had Mozart pieces. We had from symphony. Violin players. We had different people joining us, cool. and giving a hand, which was great to have all of them.
Yeah.
And last year was a big one, and this year will be even better at Biltmore.
Yeah, don't miss it. It's gonna be a good time.
We'll see you in Biltmore this Sunday. Come out. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, there's gonna be so much cool stuff. Kind of traditional folk sounding stuff. Super Crystal, I'm very excited for.
I'm so stoked about Super Crystal.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Every time they really just do a killer show. So I think we're going to end off with just like one more song. Unfortunately, we've reached the end. And it's going to be a Super Crystal track that I really love. And then, yeah, thank you guys so much for joining.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
And
this
Demet.
Was a pleasure.
And just a reminder, I also want to give just another reminder that it's October 6th at the Biltmore. You can get your tickets. It's going to be, I think, four or five acts total.
Five acts.
Yeah.
So TurkishTunes.ca. Get your tickets from there.
Going to be some awesome stuff. Also want to shout out some other shows going down. There's BVP versus Battle, I think, at the Biltmore, October 9th. My friend Adrian Avendano is going to be playing some cool shows tomorrow at Haifa Arts. It's going to be some kind of out there experimental stuff. As well as tonight, I believe, at 8 East. So that's going to be all my shout-outs I want to do tonight, and we're going to send it off to some Super Crystal. So hope to see you everyone Sunday. Thank you.